Shall we go on talking or shall we go to rest?
The long article by Bhikkhu Bodhi and some particular aspects, in case it may be helpful. So just going through them fairly quickly perhaps. Two kinds of jhana, Aramana jhana and Lakkhana jhana. The first one, right, refers to the right object and refers to the jhana cittas themselves. Can one talk about it in terms of, so it refers to mundane jhana. It only refers to those actual moments of jhana citta, is that correct? Not to moments of apana or upachara or other moments of samatha develop, only to moments of jhana citta?
In the book it says about two kinds of jhana, right? Object. Yeah. One is Aramanopanichana and the other is Lakkhanopanichana. And what's the meaning of jhana, please, Kundine, in English? Jhana.
It can burn away defilements. Mm-hmm. So, and it contemplates. It's also like it contemplates.
The object which can burn away the defilement or Nivarana Dhamma for jhana, which is not the Lakkhanopanichana. Because Lakkhano must be the three characteristics.
Right.
But when it's the Aramanu or Aramana, it means the object of samatha.
The meditation subject, 36.
So it's not just referring to the moment of jhana citta, but any moment of samatha development.
Before jhana can arise, there must be a moment of having that object.
Okay, yes. So it refers to any moment of samatha development. Okay, so if there's wise reflection on death at this moment, one could refer to it as Aramanuti jhana?
Anything.
Okay. And then Lakkhana upi jhana.
Lakkhanupanijhana.
Which, as you say, refers to the three characteristics. The other day you mentioned that, you mentioned about it in the context of with the development of Satipatthana, but I understood it only refers to the Magga cittas, which fully penetrate the three characteristics. Can one refer to Lakkhana upanijhana at moments of Satipatthana?
Lakkhana is the three Lakkhana,
right?
Of what?
Anicca, dukkha, anatta?
Of
Dhammas, realities.
Nama and rupa.
Nama and rupa. Mm-hmm. So, does it mean that one can only refer to it when the characteristics of anicca, dukkha, anatta, dhamma on the way?
In order to have that level of understanding, if there is no awareness of the characteristic of a reality,
right,
can there be the penetration of that particular object?
No. So one could say it refers to any moment of Satipatthana, not just to Magga cittas.
No, because before having that,
right,
there must be the understanding of this first.
Sila adicitta adipanya. Adisila, we talked about how it's refined and fully developed by the sotapanna.
When it's, fulfilled?
When it's fulfilled.
Yeah. But before that?
Before that it
when
develops.
When sati is aware.
It arises and develops. So adisila at any moment of satipatthana.
Like, the seven visuddhi.
Right.
Okay. Sila visuddhi, citta visuddhi, then it leads to ditti visuddhi.
Right. Okay, and we say it is fulfilled by this sotapanna, so then it must just be referring to sila of the virati kind, because the sotapanna must continue developing sila, for example, in the context of guarding the sense doors, indriya samvara sila, or something like this. So when we say that adisila is fulfilled by the Sotapanna.
Because there must be Satipatthana on and on.
Right. So when you say it's fulfilled by the Sotapanna, because Satipatthana continues on and on, you mean it's just sila, the virati.
The Sotapanna is perfected in sila. When the sutta says that the perfect sila can be seen at that level, right. Sotapanna, and citta.
So when we say it is perfected, what about other meanings of sila, such as when we refer to guarding of the sense doors as an aspect of sila, because that continues on
it's
developing?
It's higher than five.
Higher than?
Five silas.
Five silas. Okay.
Sotapanna is perfected in five sila.
Okay, so right.
And the five precepts.
Mm-hmm. Right, so the virati
sila. Keeps on right. going.
You mean the virati keeps on mm-hmm. going. Okay, so just the five sila is perfected. Right. This is the meaning. Okay. And adicitta, or firmness of citta, or concentration, I think the meaning is the same. Adicitta refers to concentration, which is perfected by the anagami. And you mentioned this is because no more attachment to sense pleasures. And I'm not sure I quite understand the connection with the perfection of concentration and no attachment to sense pleasures. Obviously, at that level, there has to be very highly developed samadhi accompanying the panya. I can understand that, but why at that particular level of detachment or understanding, why one would say the concentration is perfected, and what the relationship is between that and the abandoning of attachment to sense pleasures, I'm not sure.
When we talk about sila, samadhi, and panya, who can have the perfected of panya?
The arahant.
See?
No problem with mm-hmm. that.
This is the difference between anagami for samadhi,
right.
but still have avijja.
Right, I can understand that.
So that is not perfected by panya.
No, the panya is not perfected, but I don't quite understand why we say the samadhi is perfected because the attachment to sense objects is relinquished.
Usually, when there is attachment to sensuous object, can there be more kusala or karma?
No. Not at that moment. Mm-hmm.
So when there is no attachment to sensuous pleasure anymore.
Right. Okay, so this is the fully developed calm at that moment. So it's just the way it is, right? Okay, so maybe we think of it in terms of development of samatha or calm rather than okay. And
what way is more absolute?
The arahant.
The samatha or the vipassana?
Vipassana, of course. And also when we mentioned about how in the sutra it says when the mind is concentrated, phenomena are manifest, and we know that samadhi and panya accompany each other and develop together, so they're both proximate cause for each other. I think this is the meaning of when the mind is concentrated, the phenomena are manifest.
The five factors of the Eightfold Path must be, one must be right concentration.
Right.
But when awareness is aware, does right concentration appear?
Yes.
Strong enough to appear?
No.
So, but when it's vipassanayana, since the object is so clear,
right.
So samadhi there shows up as it's there together with panya.
Yeah.
Could you explain that again?
Now, there is awareness of a reality, and when panya is not yet developed to that degree, that it is vipassanayana. So the understanding of that object and the object is not as clear as that level of vipassanayana. So when it's vipassanayana, since the penetration of the object getting close to the reality of nama or rupa. So the characteristic of nama and rupa appear as it is. Right then, the characteristic of samadhi and panya are there together.
Can one say because the object conditions it at that moment?
We don't have to say anything.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And the other, in that context, the other day about of this, you said, you just gave a one-word answer. You said cittanupassati. So I think you just mean that it's known, like you say, the cittas are known, like the citta with wisdom or concentration is known. I was just wondering why you stress cittanupassati in that context.
I mean that now there are namas and rupa, right? Who knows about different cittasikas accompanying citta?
Right.
So they are mixed as nama.
Right.
So can we say that there is awareness of citta? Mm-hmm. Or there is awareness of cittasika?
Right.
So the person who knows that he is developing cittanupassanasatipatthana knows more and more about the characteristic of citta.
Right.
Like that faculty of experiencing an object. And citta itself is not wholesome or unwholesome at all. It's just experience, that faculty of experiencing an object. And the characteristic of citta is like, it's not like rupa, no boundary, see? While the citta has some boundary here or there, but the citta, no boundary.
The rupa has a boundary. Yeah. I didn't get that in Thai, you explained that in Thai.
Yeah. Where's your body? Boundary here, not there, see?
Yeah.
But when it's the citta, when it's nama, not rupa at all, that faculty of experiencing an object, especially when there is nothing appearing together with citta, one can understand what is meant by the faculty of experiencing.
I want to come back to that because you say, where is your body? We know that body is a concept, you know, and visible object is not you, is not Nina.
But it can be inside and outside by previous clinging.
Say that again, there can be inside.
There is clinging to visible object here,
yes,
clinging to visible object there.
I see.
There's idea about visible object. Like thinking, we think about people, but when there is understanding, there's no one, only citta, which thinks. So when there is no one, no self, no others, only at that moment, citta arises and thinks, citta arises and experiences visible object, or citta arises and experiences sound. It keeps on experiencing from moment to moment. It cannot stop.
Yes. But I'll go back again.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm going to chase it back. Because there's rupa out there, or there's rupa here, you know, me or you, in that way. But there's thinking here, there's seeing here. How are they different? How is that boundedness in rupa here different from the citta here?
Because citta is that which experiences.
Yeah,
no shape, no form, no world.
No shape, no form, no world.
Mm-hmm. When we think of a world, world, it depends on what is limited or the boundary of that thing that we are talking about. But when it's just an element, see, very dark, nothing is there. It's the faculty, indriya, which can experience anything.
But I always think that it's the thinking that causes the pictures, and thinking is nama. So the thinking bounds things.
That faculty of thinking, not the object of thinking.
Okay. So
how
the object
of
thinking is nimitta
rupa. How can it be that it's not kusala and not akusala, the citta, because citta sikas make it.
It is, but yeah. Is there any understanding it as just a reality? Because when there is no understanding of nama and rupa, no understanding of the characteristic of reality, whenever there is like, we can say instantly that it's lopa. It seems like there is the understanding of the characteristic of nama, which is lopa. But actually, it's only no, the characteristic of lopa, but it's I. The lopa is I. See, no understanding. Whenever there is no understanding, lopa must be whose? See, but when there is understanding of the nama, even that moment is kusala or akusala, as we usually know its characteristic, there is the understanding of that which hasn't been understood before as just a reality with such characteristic. What is lack is the development of understanding reality as reality.
But it is said that the citta is the faculty of knowing which experience an object, and it's the cetasikas which cause it to be kusala or akusala. Is that right? Because I hear that sometimes.
That is why another word for citta is pandara.
Mm-hmm.
Any type of citta is pandara, no matter it's kusala or akusala or vipaka or kiriya, because we are talking just about citta itself.
Clean is clear.
Pandara.
Clear.
Pandara.
So it means
clear.
So citta has a location, but not a dimension.
When we think of citta have location, location is not citta.
That's the rupa. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That location is not the characteristic of citta. So when citta itself appears, is there any world? See? And that is meant by no boundary. Only that faculty of experiencing, and the object is the object.
So that no boundary helps us to know the difference between nama and rupa. No boundary or having a boundary.
We don't have to think about this at all, just developing the understanding of that as just the experiencing. Yeah. It's now experiences from one object to another object. It depends on awareness, whether how many objects it can be aware of. No expectation is the best thing, because it's lopa which expects.
How did we get to this? Was it we were talking about the characteristic of concentration appearing?
Together as yukanatta.
Yes.
Yukanatta. It must be vipassanayana. Mm-hmm. By then, the characteristic of concentration and panya are there. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not as clear as that.
But at the beginning level, there's no such characteristic.
It's only thinking.
It's but actually, we know that, we know in theory at any moment of satipatthana, they must be arising as a pair. There must be.
Not at the beginning.
No.
It says when it's at the
vipassanayana. So one can only refer to yuganada at moment of vipassanayana only.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Otherwise, there is no different level of maka.
And in this particular context that I mentioned, Bhikkhu Bodhi says that the refers to the concentration as being access upachara. Is that just a red herring or?